I'm speaking today with Reverend Kim, the Executive Director of the North American Headquarters of Wan Buddhism and of the Wan Dharma Center, and the Head Minister of the Wan Dharma Center. Welcome, Reverend Kim.
Thank you. I'm so happy coming here.
Well, thanks for coming in to talk to us at GXC. So, first of all, maybe you could tell us a little bit about Wan Buddhism.
Yes. First of all, Wan means circle, an infinite connection, a never-ending cycle of transformation. Wan Buddhism refers to the path that leads us to become enlightened to the truth. So Tesan, the founding master of Wan Buddhism, became fully awakened to the truth in 1916 in Korea. After this, he established a community and way of life with the founding motto. With this great unfolding of material civilization, let there be a great unfolding of spirituality. This was the beginning of Wan Buddhism. The goal of Wan Buddhism is to help all sentient beings to free from suffering.
So when you said that Wan Buddhism refers to the path that leads us to become enlightened to the truth, what do you mean by truth?
Yeah, I can say truth is your original mind or original nature, truth of universe.
So how is Wan Buddhism different from other Buddhism practices and philosophies?
Wan Buddhism is reformed and modernized Buddhism, which was founded in Korea in the early 20th century. The founding master of our tradition stated that Buddha Dharma is daily life and daily life is Buddha Dharma. This means that the spiritual practice should not be separate from daily life. So to be a real and practical living religion, we need to revitalize traditional Buddhist ideas to deal with the realities and difficulties of daily life. One of these, his student asked the founding master, "What is the great way?" The founding master said, "What all people can follow is the great way. What only a few can follow is the small way. We need to try and find a way that is appropriate for all people to live in a more awakened and mindful way."
So what are the significant things that we should know about Wan Dharma?
Well, after Sotesan, the founding master of Wan Buddhism, attained great enlightenment, he understood the suffering. He was concerned for humanity and society. He noticed that people's minds and character were growing weaker and becoming trapped by the power of rapidly growing materialism. His teaching is directed to empower our minds by encouraging people to attain right faith and practice. Basically, this means a practice that helps to establish greater peace, happiness, health, and harmony within ourselves, others, and the world today. Wan Buddhism not only embraces modern technology and economics, it helps us find ways to live harmoniously with it, instead of becoming enslaved by it or using it to create more suffering, such as weapons, pollution, and nuclear waste, which destroy the environment and threaten our future. Another difference is Wan Buddhism also wholeheartedly embraces religious diversity. it has a major goal of seeking to collaborate with other faiths as well, increasing the one world community. An example of this is creating the United Religions, considered as a religious counterpart of the United Nations.
So is one Buddhism against materialism?
Not actually. One Buddhism not only embraces modern technology and economics, it helps us find ways to live harmoniously with it. Instead of becoming enslaved by it or using it to create more suffering, such as weapon pollution and nuclear waste, which destroy the environment and threaten our future. Another difference is One Buddhism also wholeheartedly embraces religious diversity. It has major goal of seeking of collaborate with other faiths as well, increasing the one world community. An example of this is creating the United Religions, considered as a religious counterpart of the United Nations.
So how did it come about that the One Dharma Center was built in Claverick?
Establishing One Buddhist headquarters of North America was a long time dream of the third head Dharma master of One Buddhism. He envisioned eventually organizing a One Buddhist headquarters outside of Korea, in every country. Human spirituality can grow and suffering can be eased through One Buddhist's ideas and practices, while at the same time taking each society's unique values and culture into account. So, to establish One Buddhist headquarters of North America, the first head Dharma master of One Buddhism began to search a potential site for the headquarters. To be an appropriate location, the site needed to be at least 400 acres so that we could accommodate various facilities such as a meditation hall, accommodations for guests, as well as a walking trail and parkland capable of serving the local public and visitors. Another criterion was that the site had to be within 2 hours from the UN headquarters in New York. Since One Buddhism is very active in the UN interface, mission and activities, as I mentioned earlier. Finally, the location also had to be accessible by various means of transportation and relatively close to our university in Philadelphia. Considering all these factors, the current site in Claverack was recommended as one of the candidates and eventually was chosen as the grounds for the One Dharma Center. I think we made the right choice.
Yeah,
we have been happy to have been welcomed so warmly by the people here. We already have so many regular members and wonderful people visiting and enjoying the programs, land, and facilities of our beautiful center. I feel very blessed.
We all do. Yeah. When did the One Dharma Center open?
The official opening ceremony was held in October 2011. Many guests and local residents, benefactors and their families joined and celebrated with us. This was a truly historic event as it marked the beginning of One Buddhism's expansion outside Korea in a big way. The current and former head Dharma master of One Buddhism came all the way from Korea to deliver a congratulatory address and say prayer for the new One Dharma Center and the world. It was a remarkable event, and we are so grateful to the people of this community who have become our new family and neighbors.
So what was and what is the plan for the center?
Oh, we have so many plans. The mission of the One Dharma Center is to create a world free from suffering for all people. So the One Dharma Center is dedicated to creating a warm environment where people from all walks of life can study Dharma, practice, and work together regardless of their faith and support each other of their spiritual journey. Our programs and practices will be crucial to enlightening people to deeper truths and a whole-minded way of living.
So how has it evolved so far?
Well, first of all, we are just a baby and have only been open for 3 years. Prior to the opening, a program committee was formed in December 2007 to organize and prepare retreat and meditation programs. The committee held meetings on a regular basis so that One Buddhist ministers could discuss how the One Dharma Center would operate and function. In 2006, the committee for the construction of the One Dharma Center was formed. And as of August 2010, 5 buildings have been constructed, including the main Dharma and meditation hall, the administration building and dining facilities, a staff residence, and 2 guest residences. We also have developed many beautiful walking trails. Already, we have held many retreats and conferences, including those hosted by guest teachers and organizations. This is in addition to our regular weekly sitting and moving meditation, yoga, tai chi classes, and dharma talks. And we also have great plans for expansion in the future.
I can speak from personal experience that the walking trails are indeed beautiful and expansive. can you say more about what you see as the future for the One Dharma Center?
We are very optimistic about future. Contemporary society demands that people awaken their minds and enhance their inner peace. This is because they recognize that material satisfaction does not guarantee happiness. From the mass media, we are often informed that many celebrities face tragedies or even death due to improper decisions they make regardless of wealth and fame. It is also unfortunate that many people suffer greatly due to lingering emotional pain and difficulty, as indicated by high consumption of antidepressants and mood-altering drugs. So, considering these serious challenges, the One Dharma Center seeks to nourish people with an understanding of their own inner beauty, intrinsic wisdom, and basic goodness, which we call their Buddha nature. The center also seeks to build a spiritual community that provides an educational environment for those who wish to become Dharma teachers, meditation instructors, and one Buddhist ministers. So we plan to build even more. Finally, the center will continue to promote interfaith dialogue and cultivate loving kindness through people's personal and professional lives.
So you've mentioned the idea of interfaith understanding a number of times now. Could you tell me how the One Dharma Center factors into enhancing interfaith understanding?
Well, as I mentioned before, One Buddhism's engagement in the interfaith movement is based on our founding master Sotesan's vision to build a paradise of mutual understanding here on Earth. We know that a considerable number of wars and turmoil in the world are caused by religious conflicts and misunderstandings. Upon Sotesan's passing in 1943, Master Jeongsan became the second head Dharma master, based on Sotesan's ideal of establishing the world of oneness. The new head Dharma master's efforts were reflected in his triple universal ethics. This basically states that all religions and philosophies are based on a common source. It also proclaims that all human beings and life forms are interdependent as one Earth community. All social, economic, religious, and political enterprises have a common purpose to create a peaceful world, even though they may sometimes differ in their beliefs. Master Desan, the third head Dharma master of One Buddhism, also believed in and promoted constant interfaith dialogues. He encouraged many Dharma works for religious ideas to communicate and resolve international conflicts which plague the global community. He particularly strived to establish the United Religions as a counterpart to the United Nations.
So, who lives at the One Dharma Center? How many ministers are there?
9 One Buddhist ministers live at the center along with several staff members. There are many practitioners and lay persons who visit and stay with us as well.
So, is the One Dharma Center open to the public? And if so, when?
Yes. One Dharma Center is open to the public. All people are welcome to join our weekly programs, which are usually held in the evening at 7 p.m. Participation in retreat program is also available to everyone through registration. Visitors may come to the One Dharma Center to seek comfort and silence as a spiritual sanctuary and refuge, free from the stress and distraction of the day-to-day world. Our center can help enhance your practice and energize your mind. Then you can return to your regular life with a renewed perspective and a new set of spiritual and mental tools that allow you to engage in a more peaceful, joyful life. As I mentioned earlier, many people also come to enjoy One Dharma Center's walking trails that offer wonderful views of the Catskill Mountains, open meadows, and beautiful brooks between dawn and dusk of each day. Visitors are welcome to come and walk on our trails.
And what programs are held at One Dharma Center? Is the public welcome?
Yes, of course. We have many different weekly services which are open to the public. We also perform daily morning meditation from 6 to 7 a.m. and everyone is invited to join. From 5:30 a.m., one Buddhist ministers pray for world peace and our members every day. If you have a wish or prayer request for yourself, a family member, or a loved one, you can contact a minister or email to temples so that we can add their names and your prayer. In addition to weekly programs, the One Dharma Center provides the work exchange program. Those who wish to stay at our center can join our work exchange program to attend programs for free or at a minimal cost. This program allows participants to exchange volunteer hours with the stay at our on-site accommodation or attendance at a pay class or retreat. Volunteer work ranges from participation in one-day events and retreats to regular administrative support and maintenance such as gardening. If people want to learn more about our various programs, people can visit the One Dharma Center website, www.onedharmacenter.org.
And that's One Dharma Center, onedharmacenter.org. So tell us about the weekly schedule.
On Monday evening, we hold the morning meditation class, which starts at 7 p.m. Some of the main meditation techniques include Qigong, Tai Chi, and Yoga. We have open sitting meditation at 6 a.m. every morning for practitioners with previous experience, or they can come at 5:30 a.m. to join in the Korean chanting and prayers if they wish. On Tuesday evenings, sitting meditation class takes place at 7 p.m. The class involves sitting as well as various types of meditation. A short Dharma talk or Q&A session is also included to reflect on Dharma principles. Yoga class is held on Thursday at 6 p.m. For seniors or people with limited movement, weekly chair yoga class is available at 10 a.m. on Fridays. Also, we provide our popular weekly Dharma service every Saturday at 10 a.m. The service includes chanting, sitting meditation, reciting scriptures, and a Dharma talk, which is followed by a discussion.
And are there special retreats or events held at One Dharma Center?
Sure. The One Dharma Center regularly holds retreats for meditation and Buddha Dharma study. Each retreat has a different theme, depending on the occasion and the presiding ministers. These meditation retreats offer people the opportunity to maintain a meditative and focused state of mind even during busy daily life. They also help practitioners preserve equanimity and stability in difficult times. The center also hosts moving meditation and yoga retreats. And we also organize interfaith retreats several times a year, as I mentioned already. Finally, we also hold special retreats twice a year for autistic children, while mainly focusing on the comfort and education of the children. These retreats also allow their parents to meet one another and share their experiences and helpful information for dealing with their children's autism. So as you can see, we keep very busy.
Yeah. So can anybody rent the facilities?
Yes. Various groups have rented our facilities, which are ideal for retreats, board meetings, conferences, and workshops, especially for spiritual communities. All accommodations are modern and eco-friendly, as well as designed to provide a wonderful spiritual and contemplative environment. You can email us at info@onedharmacenter.org to ask about renting our facilities if you like.
I've heard that there'll be an open house at One Dharma Center on October 4th. What are the hours?
We are indeed holding the third One Dharma Center open house. The event will celebrate the third anniversary of the opening of the headquarters. It also serves as an opportunity to introduce the One Buddhist community to many other practitioners of health and wellness who live and work in the area. The event hours will be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And what sort of activities will be going on?
During the open house, we anticipate more than a dozen practitioners and vendors will provide services and products of their booths, which will be located on the outer decks of our beautiful Irwan Hall. In addition, some of these practitioners will offer healing sessions throughout the day, each lasting between 30 minutes to an hour. These healing techniques include yoga, nirdha, Tibetan healing bowls, and qigong. Our own One Buddhist ministers and staff will demonstrate traditional Korean dances, moving and walking meditation, yoga, guided trail walks, tai chi, acupuncture services, and much more. We will also hold a silent auction featuring numerous goods and service donated by local businesses and wellness practitioners. We are most grateful for these donations.
Is there a cost to attend the open house?
Yeah, most of the services that are offered during the open house are free of charge.
And will there be an opportunity to try Korean food?
Oh, yes. A delicious and nutritious Korean lunch will be offered at noon by reservation, $8 for an adult and $5 for children. All are welcome. Korean food is a very healthy diet, and most of our food comes from our own organic garden. You will enjoy it, definitely. You will come?
Absolutely. Any last thoughts you'd like to mention?
I just want to say that the One Dharma Center is an open community of teachers and students, neighbors and visitors, regardless of their faith. We are committed to soothing and healing the sufferings of the world, and to provide a safe and eco-friendly space for nurturing oneself through health and spiritual progress. We encourage local people to visit the center and utilize our various programs to enhance their physical and spiritual well-being. Another important thing is we plan to introduce the residential program next year for lay practitioners. Through this program, practitioners can effectively cultivate their spirituality by studying the Dharma and practicing meditation regularly. I am very excited about this. I think that even a one-week stay at the center through the residential program would be an effective catalyst to begin renewing and uplifting one's mind. I hope that the One Dharma Center will provide comfort and special growth for everybody. This can contribute to bringing peace by awakening others. I hope the One Dharma Center can be a second home to all listeners. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us.